On today's show, a judge gave Volkswagen 1 month to fix its diesel cars. Mercedes says it wants more humans and fewer robots on its assembly lines. And GM tests the waters with hybrid pickups. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for February 26th of 2016. The Volkswagen emissions scandal broke 5 months ago, and the company has still not come up with a fix. So yesterday, a U.S. district judge in San Francisco ordered VW to come up with a solution by March 24. Plaintiffs suing the company say VW must either fix the 600,000 diesel cars involved or buy them back. As we've reported before, a buyback could cost the company over $10 billion. Attorneys representing VW say they should have a plan in time to meet the judge's deadline. Tesla won a victory in Indiana to sell cars directly to consumers. A state legislator introduced a bill forcing Tesla to establish a franchise dealer network if it wanted to sell cars in the state. General Motors was directly involved in advising the legislator on how to write his bill, but the bill was tabled and will not be enacted. Well, here's our Autoline insight. Franchise laws were never written to say that cars could only be sold through car dealers. They were written to say that car companies could not compete directly against their own dealers. So if a company never had any dealers, like Tesla, then franchise laws should not apply to them. Forcing Tesla to use a dealer franchise is like saying you can only sell hamburgers if you get a franchise from McDonald's or Burger King. New car sales are selling at record pace in the American market, but used cars are red hot too. Edmunds reports that used sales were up over 5% last year, hitting 38 million units, the highest amount since 2007. Franchise dealers sold a record 11.4 million used cars. 22% of them were certified pre-owned, which is also a record. In fact, CPO sales have grown 55% over the last 5 years. Not only are more used cars being sold, prices are at an all-time high. The average used car sold for $18,600 last year. Still to come, GM is going to offer a limited number of hybrid pickups.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, and by Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
Do you remember the two-mode hybrid versions of the Silverado and Sierra? Sales were dismal and GM had to drop them. But if you don't succeed at first, try again. Now GM will offer hybrid Silverados and Sierras in limited numbers in California. They use a mild hybrid setup called eAssist. It uses a lithium-ion battery with a 5.3-liter V8 and an 8-speed automatic transmission. Compared to similarly equipped models, the hybrids are 13% more fuel efficient. That would take them from 18 miles per gallon combined to 20 mpgs. It also provides an additional 13 horsepower and 44 pound-feet of torque and adds 100 pounds. GM is only charging $500 for the system, but GM is proceeding very carefully. It plans to sell only 500 Silverados and 200 Sierras in California. It will then adjust its sales targets based on demand. With over 60% of F-150 buyers choosing an EcoBoost engine, Ford decided to pump up the volume. It's going to invest $145 million in upgrades for its Cleveland engine plant, which will also create or retain 150 jobs. Ford also announced that it's going to expand its Vignale brand in Europe. You may remember that's the upscale trim line that adds more premium touches to vehicles, as well as unique ownership experiences, like free pickup and delivery for vehicle services and free lifetime car washes. Coming up next, why Mercedes wants more humans instead of more robots.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
The number of industrial robots rose 43% from 2013 to 2014, But in a day and age when more robots are being used to make things, Mercedes-Benz wants to hire more humans instead. Robots are really just suited for repetitive tasks. But Mercedes offers so many different variants of models and so many options that robots have a hard time dealing with all the complexity. Mercedes is not going to get rid of robots on the factory floor, but humans will now take care of all the custom stuff while machines will handle the more mundane tasks. Last year, FCA was forced to recall 1.4 million vehicles after two hackers hacked into the Uconnect system in a Jeep Cherokee. Now it's Nissan's turn. It had to disable an app for the Leaf after an Australian researcher hacked into a friend's Leaf located in the UK. Nissan has apologized and says it's working on an update. In another EV news, Chevy is putting $1,000 of incentives on the hood of the new Volt. However, the discounts are only available in California and 10 other CARB-compliant states. Sounds to us like GM needs to generate more ZEV credits in those states. And with that, we come to the end of today's show and to the end of this week. Thanks for watching, and we'll be right back here again on Monday.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.